Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. I am your host, Dr. John DeWitt, and today we are going to talk about I'm just going to share some insights and what it's like personally having my own brain injuries. It's a challenge, to tell you the truth. Multiple concussions after 12 years of professional football. I was always good in school. I was able to get a scholarship to Vanderbilt. Not for football at first. I just went in. I got accepted as a regular student because I always kind of figured out the whole school thing for whatever reason. I could tell what particular professors were stressing during the lectures, and I would just focus on that and got through. And then I got my scholarship, football scholarship, after my first semester. So that was good. And well, I thought it was good, at least at the time. Now I'm looking back and I'm thinking maybe that wasn't such a good idea, because Dr. Amen talks about how playing football is the same as being a cocaine addict. So as far as your brain is concerned, so that's not good. So I went on and became a doctor of chiropractic, got certified in concussion assessment and golf injuries and advanced sports nutrition, variety of different things, golf injuries. It's one of those things where, okay, I have all these certifications, so now what? Started out at a practice I figured it would be fun to start a practice where I didn't know anybody, rent a room from a doc and see what I could do. And well, that didn't work out very well either. So then I said, okay, well, what else can I do? So then I went up and worked. During chiropractic college, you do what they call a preceptorship, where it's kind of like you're doing your rounds as an MD, kind of learning the ropes, kind of figuring out what it is that you like. And so I called the doc up that I had worked with and did my preceptor with, and he was associated with the gym. And so it just made sense to me that would be kind of a good fit. So I worked there for a little while and got certified in active release therapy, which is a soft tissue technique that breaks up the scar tissue in soft tissue. And that helps the joints to move better and just kind of basically helps everything work better. And I realized once I started working with him that there was a corporate thing you could do where the company, the active release therapy actual company, would set you up with different businesses that you could go in, and for an hour they would pay you, I believe it was $2,000, but since I was working for this other doc, I didn't get paid that $2,000. And after a while, I realized, living in Southern California, that really wasn't going to pay the bills for me either. So I said, okay, let me find a chiropractor in the area that's really successful, seeing a lot of people, and see about that. And so I did, and I found Dr. John Bergman, started working with him when he was doing it all by himself, and was seeing, 200-300 people a day all by himself, which was just, people don't even believe that, but it's definitely true. So I showed up and started helping out there, and that was good. And then helped set up his YouTube channel, helped him monetize his YouTube channel, started setting digital marketing, and about how to create ebooks and print on demand books, and got a bunch of his stuff set up there as well. Took his YouTube channel from 2,000 subscribers to over 100,000 subscribers in a couple of years. But then now that's gone on, and I ended up getting bought out of that whole thing. It's a whole other story, but now he has over 500,000 subscribers, and he does presentations all over the world and is really, really successful. And I continue to study online marketing, and still to this day I'm studying online marketing, trying to figure out, you know, what I can do, because when you see, you know, 80 to 100 people a day individually, great that you're helping so many people, but it gets to be a little rough on the joints and shoulders. And since I played football, you know, my shoulders are pretty shot. I had surgery on my left shoulder about 20 years ago. I had a torn labrum, which is the suction cup that holds your arm in the joint. And, you know, I started realizing, okay, this is something that I'm not going to really be able to do for another, you know, 10, 20 years. So I need to figure out something I can do to get a second income stream, I should say, I guess is what they call it. And so I've been doing webinars. I do this podcast. I do other classes, online classes, and just trying to figure out how I can use all the amazing information that I've learned through my 12 years of professional football, my 10 plus years as a doctor of chiropractic, any business tips, ideas for chiropractors to kind of help get them going. Talk to a lot of people that don't see nearly as many people as we do, and it's because they don't have the online presence that we do. And that's one of the keys is to, in any business, is to have some sort of consistent online presence, giving out online content, free content that helps educate people. And that's kind of where I am now. I'm really focusing on what can I do to help answer as many questions as possible, help as many people as possible. I'm doing one-on-one consultations, but now I'm taking it even further, and I'm working on my latest project, which is giving someone 24/7 access to me for a week, so I can help them with any health issues they might have, whether it be brain fog, concussions, even golf injuries in their golf game, or if they're trying to find a chiropractor in their area, I'll help do the research to help find the right person for them. And that's the latest thing that I'm working on, and really feel like that it's something that, you know, I just feel like I have all this information in my head that I really could help a lot of people with without them having to go through the years of training and whatnot that I've gone through, or the life experiences, because everybody's different. And so I am putting all this together. October 20th, I'm going to have a big live webinar event where I'm going to answer everyone's questions about anything they can think of health-wise or even business-wise, if they have questions about, you know, how they set up an online business to make some passive income, whether it be through affiliate marketing, which is where you just go on a website like ClickBank and find a product that you believe in, that you like, and then you promote that to your online people that follow you. If you don't have any online people that follow you, then how to set up an email list so that you can promote this. I mean, even if it's just on your Facebook page or in Twitter, things like that, and how you can use your affiliate link so that if they end up buying things from you that you like from one of those affiliate companies such as ClickBank, then you get a certain percentage. And there's people that have done that that have made millions of dollars. So I'm also currently reading Anik Singhal's book, Escape: The Four Stages of Becoming a Successful Entrepreneur. And he talks about how he actually was going to go to med school and was all set, was taking pre-med, wanted to go to either Harvard or Stanford to become a medical doctor, because in his world, that's the doctors were the ones that made all the money. And he actually took 18 months of trying to figure out the online marketing deal, and finally, this was years ago, back before they even had Facebook. And finally posted one day, and he said, you know what, I haven't made a penny online. I've been doing this for 18 months. I'm going to give it another 24 hours, and if I don't make money, I'm just going to go back and try to get back into med school. And something really amazing happened. He had someone in the group message him and said, you're doing great work. Keep it up. Here's a certain strategy. Try this. And he was desperate, and he said, okay, well, I'll try that. He followed that person's advice, and the next morning he had made $330, and it's like the light bulb went on in his head, and he said, holy mackerel, I can actually make money online. And now his company, Learn, it's LURN.com, is making over $20 million a year. He's been on the Inc. 500, you know, fastest growing entrepreneurs lists or companies, I think twice. He's been in the top three. And you can see him, he's talked with Grant Cardone, he's talked with Tony Robbins, he's just dealt with a lot of really big name people. And one of the things that I'm learning is that one of the guys that works with ClickFunnels, or used to work with ClickFunnels, which is a really great software that you can use to try to easily set up all different types of funnels online, which basically just means, you know, they come to your landing page, they enter your web address, and it says, hey, this is me, and I'm offering this free thing. If you get this free thing, that's great. Just give me your email, I'll send it to you. And then that's how you build up your email list, by giving them free stuff. And then as they get to know, like, and trust you, because you share your story, you tell them a little bit about your struggles so that they can relate to you, then eventually you start to not every email, but every now and then you send them an offer, say, hey, you know, I'm doing this, got this book coming out, I've got this live event coming up, if you'd like to go, you can get tickets, things like that. And it's the obstacles. A lot of entrepreneurs come across obstacles, and I've done it myself. You know, when I went to the down south in the office, that didn't work out, and went to another location, that didn't work out, went to, you know, Dr. Bergman's office, and that worked out great. But then the reality of not being able to really do that long term started to kind of creep in, and so those are the obstacles that I'm dealing with now. But those obstacles are what help get you to the goal that you're going for if you're wanting to make online income. And so you focus on your failures, like what you tried, what didn't work, and try to figure out why that didn't work, instead of just getting down in the dumps and saying, oh, you know, I'm no good, I don't know how this works, I'm just going to, you know, try to find a regular job, maybe a couple of regular jobs just to pay the bills. And nobody wants to live like that. You want to have money coming in even when you're sleeping, so that when you wake up, you can say, hey, I made, you know, $100 last night. Or just think about that. Even if it's just $100, an extra $100 a month, I mean, what would that do for your life? I mean, it's just truly amazing and inspirational. And I believe deep down in my soul that it's actually even better than winning the lottery. Because if you win the lottery, all you're going to do is you're not going to really truly appreciate that money, because you didn't have to work for it. And you're going to have friends come out of the woodwork wanting to, you know, borrow money from you, or want you just to give it to them. And it's just important to appreciate all the blessings that you have in life. And if you are struggling with brain injuries, brain fog, dementia, Alzheimer's, you need to do the RECODE protocol, the Dr. Bredesen's protocol that I've talked about in this podcast. Also, if you could follow Dr. Amon's work, he's here in Costa Mesa, and I'm going to be going by there to check and make sure that my brain's okay after all the impacts that I've had. And it's just something that affects your life in all different kinds of ways when you do have a brain injury, because you don't know that you have it, and so you're kind of like, gosh, why is this so hard for me? Why can't I stay organized? Why can't I get the bills paid on time or whatever? And maybe it's not your fault. Maybe it's because you're doing the best you can with the brain that you have. But the true, like I talked about last time, your true best life is when you have a nice, healthy brain. So I just want to share that little bit of story about me. This has been the Brain Builders Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. John DeWitt. Stay tuned next time. We're going to go into some more of Dave Asprey's work with Bulletproof Diet. Have a great day.